This is Phil for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Context is everything, or is it? That's one of the questions that Noah Baumbach, who makes a movie as good as a Woody Allen movie, about the New York state of mind for a generation that is at a crossroads in terms of its identity. That would be Generation X. Not quite old enough to be boomers. The boomers still kicking around. This case represented by Charles Grodin, who plays like a D.A. Pennybaker, an elder statesman, but not quite in charge of their destiny as the millennials. This case represented by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried. Stiller and Naomi Watts play a couple who is having an identity crisis. The movie starts with a quote by Heinrich Ibsen play with, talking about the youth generation and what to do with it. And then the movie really, in a way that only Noah Baumbach can do, who's taken on the New York filmmaker with the most juice, with the chutzpah to cast Adam Horowitz from the Beastie Boys as a new dad who's trying to retain some sense of self. That should tell you everything you need to know. Between that and using Tupac's Hit 'Em Up, which was created in response to his 5 gunshots and represented sort of the height of the East Coast, West Coast rap battle. It ultimately is not played as much recently because of its venomous lyrics and also the fact that both of the protagonists in the song were murdered, Tupac and Biggie Smalls. And there it is out of context with millennials dancing to it in an exercise class. And Naomi Watts joining along. It's just one of a number of brilliant details that the director uses to sort of show this dislocated generation. Should they be having kids? What are they if they're not young? A doctor tells me, so he has arthritis, and he's like, well, is it arthritis? It's hard to believe that people are aging even as they have the lifestyles of young people. And then the young people are usurping their creative energy, and they can either sit by and watch it happen, or they can join and draw from it for their own inspiration. And that's Ben Stiller's sort of crossroads that he faces and he rails against, and ultimately is forced to confront his own sort of spiritual quest to be famous or not, or to just be alive. This movie's got a lot of everything, and it's extremely good.